Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
This is where you're staying?
Yeah? Why? It's a great place. And also the only place to stay around here.
That's great to hear. Well then, I'll come get you tomorrow, bright and early. Don't trust the hotel too much. Bye.
Wait, what did you just say? Weird. I thought this place was pretty nice. Okay, suffice to say, it's been a long day. I was really hoping I wouldn't have to go to the park since I still wasn't sure if I could actually trust that Kitsune or not. But looks like she saved my life today, and regardless, it's looking more and more likely that Juni is there instead. I'm gonna listen to one more file, then take a bath and go to bed. Can't believe I have to pack again when I just got here.
Okay, testing. I really want to see how well this mic works deeper in the park, just in case. But how do I convince Sam
Aliens.
Or Dog to let us go?
Aliens.
Oh, that's June? June, we promised we would do alien chats only once a week.
Alina, you gotta help me.
How come you never called Drew first?
You know they're working right now and they can't get into any more trouble.
Okay, what's the problem?
Okay, so you know how Dog wasn't feeling well? Well, my mom said that I should take Dog to the vet even though she is clearly not a dog, but I can't tell my mom that because she'd probably freak out because, you know, aliens.
June, what is the problem?
I'm at the vet and Sam is here. He's her vet tech.
It's really not a big deal.
What?
Alina, it's so awkward. I'm so used in the waiting room, but you have to come here, please.
You're an adult, June.
But Dog's with you. It should be fine.
Hello. Remember, Sam can't hear Dog. It'd still just be mostly a conversation between me and him.
Okay. Send me the address. I'll be right there.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're here to see... Dog? Alina?
Hey, Sam! Surprise! Turns out you've been in our lives this entire time, huh?
Sorry. My mom demanded I take Dog to the doctor. She has been down lately, you know, because of the whole Jessica situation.
Well, I'm happy to talk about it if it helps Dog.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Thank you, everyone. I just feel so helpless. A lot of the things I thought I knew turned out to be wrong.
Dog thought she could make everything right again. You know, with Jessica.
What? Oh, Dog. That's been on your mind this whole time? It's okay. There wasn't anything that we could have done differently.
I hate that nothing can be done. Especially with how far Jessica's gone because of it.
Sam, I know you literally can't communicate with Jessica, but can't you do something? Force her to, I don't know, calm down?
Terry and I are actually hoping to resolve the issue soon. That should put your mind at ease at least, right? I'll let Alina know when that happens and we can all talk. How does that sound?
Okay, just be careful, Sam.
Dog says to be careful, and I agree. Even Terry seems concerned.
I'll feel better when Dog feels better as well, but there is one more problem at hand. What exactly do I tell my mom about Dog?
I'll just write something up. It's almost summer. Maybe it's too hot and she got overheated.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, we appreciate this, Sam.
Now if there's anything else you need from me today...
What was that?
Did someone step on a squeaky toy?
I don't think it was a toy. It actually sounded like...
A mouse!
A mouse? Where?
Oh, boy. Well, if Sam can't hear it...
There's another creature here?
But why would there be a creature in a veterinary office?
Well, if Sam doesn't know, this must be something really obscure.
Look! There! On the counter!
A mouse at the back and glasses? It can't be.
Ratoncito Perez!
We have mythological mice?
What's the bag for?
Dog, would you like to do the explanation? I'm gonna go get the thing that I think that Señor Perez is looking for.
Certainly. So, Ratoncito Perez is, as you can see, a mouse. Known in a lot of Spanish-speaking countries by different names, he is essentially a tooth fairy from Madrid.
A tooth fairy?
Why is a mouse a tooth fairy?
Excuse you? Why not a mouse? We're more realistic than a fairy.
Oh. My god. We are talking to a mouse.
Not only that, we are the perfect size to in and out of rooms without being noticed.
Yes, June, where's your imagination? Ratoncito Perez is actually a well-known character. When a little prince of Spain needed a story to help him understand the loss of his teeth, a famous writer, Luis Coloma, was commissioned to create a new fairy tale, and thus, Ratoncito Perez was reborn as the Tooth Fairy. It's actually a very cute story. The fictional prince character loses his teeth and becomes friends with Ratoncito Perez, and they go on little adventures together. The story was so good that there's actually a plaque in Madrid where it says that Ratoncito Perez lived.
See? What did I say? Our size is perfect to go on an adventure.
What about the prince?
He also turned into a mouse. Duh.
And he was okay with that?
What kid wouldn't be?
He's got a point.
But what are you doing all the way here?
He is a working man, after all. Gotta find teeth somehow. It's actually pretty genius to look in a vet's office. No one's going to notice an animal's unused teeth going missing.
Exactly. I'm beating the system. I tried to do it at a dentist's office, but they were a bit more worried about mice, unfortunately. Anyways, you wouldn't happen to be here today to lose a tooth, would you? I have my bag ready to make any transactions.
Oh, hey, little guy. Careful with other people's phones. It would suck if he broke Sam's...
June, come take a look at this.
What did you want me to see?
Alina, don't look into other people's stuff.
Yes, Mother.
You should be so lucky.
Ha! We'll talk later.
Gotcha. Okay, here we go. We actually had to extract this poor cat's teeth a few hours ago. That reminds me, Dog, as your vet, please don't forget to brush your teeth at least 2 or 3 times a week.
As if I would be so barbaric as to not brush my teeth.
I'll be sure to make sure she does.
Now, Señor Perez, next time you're here, you can always wave me down. That way, you don't have to sneak around the office.
Perfect. This is great. That makes my life so much easier. Here, your payment.
Oh, thank you for the money, but it isn't necessary. These teeth were going to get trashed anyway.
Young man, you will take my money, or I will no longer do any business with you.
Okay, okay.
I will not
thank you very much. It's always a pleasure doing business with you.
Same to you. Goodbye, children.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Mouse.
Wow.
Friend.
A mouse. I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment, huh? Now then, I have the note for your mom, and that should be it, right?
I actually have a question for you, if that's okay.
Oh. Uh-huh. And what is that?
Okay, well, no one's really said anything about it yet, but my brother. He knew about this park and went there with you and Jessica, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Does that mean he has the same condition as you two then?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think. Is that
what,
why?
What did he lose? It had to have happened 3 years ago, right? It was the year we graduated. I was on track to go on to my master's, but Junichi got sick. Like, emotionally? It was weird. He had memory loss, and sometimes he'd just, like, zone out completely. I came back home after I heard that, but there really wasn't anything that any of us could do. And that just seems really different than losing a sense.
He got the worst of the conditions. He lost his sense to speak, and when that happened, he lost his memories of the creatures, of the park, and of everything.
That seems like overkill.
Yeah, well, at least he no longer has to deal with the park drama anymore.
But he's been doing a lot better. He finally got out of the house, went to Japan recently to do some traveling and see our grandparents. Maybe when he's back, we could figure something out. A way for the two of you to meet again.
June, thank you, really. Despite my original reaction, I'm glad I got a chance to meet you. It's more than enough to know that he's doing well now.
Poor dog. I can't believe she felt so down. Mom sent her to the vet. And that vet was Sam. What a small world. Imagine if they just did that instead of waiting around in the park all this time. Anyways, those years when Junyi was down were terrible. The doctors assumed it was depression, but nothing they did helped. We were also scared that he'd never get better. To think this was all caused by something that happened in the park. What could have possibly happened? Also, were Sam and Junyi... Oh my god, that scared me. It's just the phone. Who could be calling me at this time? Probably the front desk? Hello? Okay, nope. Hanging up now.
Everyone has been staring the whole time.
Well, yeah. Didn't they tell you?
That I'm the most powerful lightning mage this place has seen in years? Yeah, Professor Sumner maybe mentioned it.
Bryn Tessick, Photomancer Class 6, Umbramancer Class 5. I'm here to challenge you to a duel.
So you're saying she's had practice?
I'm saying she's had training. I don't think we're looking at the late bloomer here at all.
A week ago I was a normal girl, and 3 days ago I didn't think I'd ever have to worry about magic. All I want to do is fade into the background and get this over with.
Electromancer, a fantasy adventure podcast. Check us out at www.electromancypod.com.
You're talking about me like I'm some kind of revolutionary.
That would be a dangerous thing to say, and an even more dangerous thing to be.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, I just saw something super important on Sam's phone today. It's a text from Terry.
And what did it say?
Woods, this Friday at 5. I'll bring Cerberus.
Wow, even when they text Sam, they're blunt.
Right? Anyways, the woods. This is it. This is the major event.
But didn't we agree with Sam that we weren't going to look into the woods?
Yes, but that was because I didn't know when they were going. Now we do. So we'll be safe. Strength and numbers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't know that we're also there as well.
Oh, Alina, are you really sure that we want to break Sam's trust like this? Again?
Don't you think we have the right to know what's going on? I mean, Dog, Jessica, and clearly Sam are all traumatized by this. We could help them.
All right. But we're just going there to observe. And if I say it gets too dangerous, then we leave. Immediately. Understood? We know nothing about this creature.
Well, yeah, since no one will tell us anything about it.
Actually, I think there is one person who would tell us more information about the creature.
Oh, Alina, don't tell me you're talking about...
Jessica.